Text for our sermon this Confirmation Sunday. Our gospel reading from John 14, especially these words. Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." So far, text. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear confirmants, this is it. You are confirming your faith this morning. You are saying, "Yes, I have been baptized into Christ Jesus. He has washed away all my sins. Yes, I will remain faithful to Jesus, not just today, but every day." You're promising to be here with us faithfully. You're promising to hear God's word faithfully. And you are promising to live your lives as Christians faithfully. These words of Jesus in John 14, aren't they wonderful? I think they are, right? If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Great. Easy. Right? Are you not keeping the commands of God by being confirmed, ratifying the gift, saying yes to the gifts that you were given in your baptism, by learning Scripture, by memorizing the small catechism? I know Pastor Kuhl's a stickler for that, and you made it through. Yes, of course you love Jesus and you keep his commandments. Of course. But you know the law. The law is all about what we're supposed to do as Christians. It's the Ten Commandments. To love God above all else, to honor his name and his day, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. Jesus says, "If you love me, you'll do this." Because you have to, not grudgingly, but because you want to. You want to get up on Sunday morning and come to church. You want to have only one God. You want to honor his name. You want to love your neighbor as yourself. Of course, if you love him, you'll do this. You know the law, you confirmants. The curb, the mirror, and the guide. Very simple. The curb, it's just like a curb on the street. Don't drive on the grass. Don't drive over my mailbox. No. Stay on the straight and narrow. Very simple. Have only one God. Stay in that path. Serve him only. Stay on that path. Love your neighbor. Stay on that path. Couldn't be much more simple, could it? But then comes the mirror. When God invites us to look back at our lives and see if we've been on that straight and narrow path or not. And as we are honest with ourselves, we find we have put other things before God. We've driven off the curve and done donuts in the pastor's front yard. Don't do that. We've driven off the curb and ignored worship. We've driven off the curb and thought ill of our neighbor. How often we sin before God. And Jesus says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." That's a hard saying, because we, by our sinful nature, do not keep his commandments. And therefore, logically working back, we don't love God as we should, not even on this confirmation day. You also know the gospel. Although we so often fail, although we so often sin, there is one who does not. You know it. It's Jesus. He was born that first Christmas, taking on flesh for you, because he knew your sins, that you would never be able to be perfect, that you would always be sinning before him. He loved the commands of his Father so much that he would go to the cross because his Father willed it, commanded it, wanted it, and lay down his life there for you. He loves his Father so much that he would come to you in your life and wash you clean through baptism. Forgive you all your sins, every last one, and give you faith. Faith to simply believe all that he has done for you. He's given you more than that. Your reason and all your senses and all the things that you have, that you would learn and grow and know what he has done for you. And you have. You know it. You know your sinfulness. You know the grace and mercy that Jesus has for you. Which brings us to the guide of the law. Knowing what Jesus has done for you, it transforms the law, doesn't it? All of those negatives, all those thou shalt nots become, you get to. You get to come into God's sanctuary to worship him. You get to bring your prayers and praises right before the true God. You get to honor his name by speaking about him. You get to find ways to use the gifts and talents God has given you to serve your neighbor. You get to do that. And we, the rest of us, get to watch you do that. Indeed, we do not love God as we should. You know that. We never measure up to that standard of perfection. Of course not. But Jesus loves you. He's forgiven you all your sins. He died in your place, that he would be with you and you with him, as he is in the Father and the Father is in him and you in them, that you would be one. We look forward, in just a moment, to your confirmation, when you will stand and give your answers to the faith that God has given you. Look forward to that. But even more, look forward to watching you men grow in faith, using your gifts and talents to benefit us here at Emmanuel, us here in Seabowing. We look forward to what God has in store for you, that whatever career or vocation you might go into, you would be faithful to God. For he is faithful to you, that you would be here in worship, that you would receive the gifts that Jesus has for you Sunday after Sunday, day after day. We rejoice with you three young men in your confirmation. But not just us. Think of Jesus, what he thinks about when he sees you sitting here, clothed not in the white gowns you're wearing, but in your baptismal grace, sins forgiven, in his house, hearing his word, receiving his very body and blood. How proud you make your Savior being here with us. In the name of Jesus, amen.